What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark. I'm your host, or I guess I are your co-host with my wife, Kathy, who's the other co-host. Are we co-host or what are we?
We're co-hosts.
Co-host?
Yes.
There's nobody's above each other. We're equal, correct?
I guess so.
Okay. Well, that's good. So that's why we're married. We're a partner. Mm-hmm. And so we're also partners in not only life, but also in business.
Yes.
So today's show, we're going to call the show Unpacking Homeowners Insurance. And okay. So we're going back to basics. And we're thinking about, for most people, your biggest asset is your home where you live. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have been paying on these homes for 30 years. You got a 30-year mortgage, or you've sold your home and bought another home. And so that's probably going to be, for a good percentage of people, one of your most valuable assets that you have. Mm-hmm. And how do we look at that from an insurance standpoint and also from a valuation standpoint? That you can have the exact same home, but it can be looked at different ways depending on how the home is being used. For instance, maybe you're renting the home. Maybe you've got a VRBO. Maybe you're using the home seasonally. Maybe the home's ownership title is different. Maybe it's owned by a trust.
Your financial score can also affect the premium and affect the home itself, too.
You could pay a different premium for your
right.
neighbor.
We've had people come in and say, my neighbor pays this much, and why am I paying more than them? And we're like, it just depends on a lot of different factors. So,
a home or a dwelling, it can be insured different ways, mm-hmm. as I said before, depending on how the home's being used.
It can be like a trust or a LLC. Or, something like that, too, which are partnerships, something like that, too. So
it's all kinds of things. Yeah. Your occupancy of the home, how the home is titled, how the home is being used, who lives there.
It could be vacant, too. That's another whole thing. That's a big thing, because that's a big, big flag for insurance companies if the house is vacant, because there's no one there to, if something happens, it catches on fire, or if there's a flood or a leak or something like that, your exposure changes after 90 days on every insurance policy, that you start losing coverage after 90 days if the house is sitting vacant.
And there's a way to fix that. Mm-hmm. You just let your agent know. And you're going to be paying more money, unfortunately.
Because exposures.
But you will be able to get, coverage for what Kathy was talking about.
If it's your primary home and you're living there full time, then you're going to be there if something happens. If it's a secondary home, you're only there for so many months out of the year, there's an exposure that there's something could happen and you're not there to be there to take care of certain situations. And then, of course, when we have people come up from Florida, which is very, we insure a lot of secondary homes. They haven't been in their house for a while. They come back, and sometimes they've had a leak, and they've had a flood in their house, and we didn't know. Maybe a freezing pipe. And then they come back to this big disaster, and they're not there to take care of it. So it becomes worse because, it's been sitting there for some time. So that's a big, big red flag for most carriers if it's vacant.
But you can get a different type of insurance policy. Absolutely. On that. Talk about, Kathy just insured a house down, I think it was around Alpharetta mm-hmm. area somewhere, mm-hmm. and it's
a nice big one.
I think it was, how much you insure a house for, Kathy, like $3 or $4 million
yes,
somewhere there?
Yes,
so what was required by the insurance carrier? What did the insured have to do?
Well, it was in a gated community. It was newer construction. It had, all the normal, deadbolt locks, fire extinguishers, but they wanted a central alarm certificate that makes sure that they had an actual alarm system for fire and for theft. They also wanted to make sure that they had a water shutoff device put in there so that it detects a leak, it will turn it off, the water itself, which is really important, especially if you have a secondary home or even a primary home. These will avoid a lot of different claims, and so the companies are now pushing that, especially on high-value homes. They're pushing that.
And that comes with what? It comes with a discount.
Yeah. Well, there's a discount, but also in this situation, the house was written. They did not have specific things on the house, like the water shut off. They said, we will write the house, but they have to have it installed and have an invoice, a picture, everything within 30 days after the actual effective date. So I had to reach out to them again because, you know, when you're moving in, it's a lot going on trying to get, you know, your furniture and getting settled. So they give you a little bit time to get there. And then they had had everything arranged with a plumber because the plumber has to install that device. And they were going to do that, but it was scheduled. And so I had to wait for, you know, communicate with the underwriter. That might be a little few more days, but they had had it all situated. They did what they're supposed to do, so they would stay on the policy.
So this particular customer obviously had worked hard and had the resources to buy a house of this magnitude. Right. And the fact that this was a great customer. They were so responsive. They got everything done.
Right.
And like that was kind of, and just kind of goes along with them being successful people.
Well, the other thing is, when we were quoting it, this was the other thing. When we were quoting it, it was the most competitive one for them, this particular carrier. And the other ones were a lot more money than even this one was. And so that was the other issue. If I have to rewrite this with another carrier, it's not going to be as, you know, better price, but we're talking coverage. This has had the best coverage for it and price. And they also have had other homes that they have too. So they've been a good customer of this carrier.
Well, the fact that they were responsible people really showed, because they got on it and they got the water device right. installed. They got the alarm all squared away. So that was a good.
Right.
So going back to my original topic about, you know, the same home could be looked at different ways.
Right.
So you can have different valuations on the house.
Correct.
And what I mean by that is, don't confuse what you can sell the home for with how much the insurance coverage needs to be on the house. What we care about as an insurance agent is the actual rebuilding of the house.
Right.
We want to know what it's going to cost if your house, you know, say it's burned to the ground, then you're going to have to rebuild it, and that means hiring a contractor. There's also going to be a cost of what we call debris removal, because you've got the you know, a house that's burned,
right,
and it's sitting there. You've got to have somebody come over the track or whatever and dispose of the debris. Well, that's going to cost money as well. Also, you may run into a situation where perhaps on older homes that you may not build the house back in the same manner that was originally in construction.
Right.
And that would be called what's called a building ordinance. And there's a insurance endorsement, which means an extra coverage that you buy that may or may not come automatically with your policy, that gives you coverage for what we call ordinance or law, which means like the house has to be reconstructed back in a different manner, because the insurance company is going to pay. And this is under the principle of indemnification, which means trying to put you back in the same financial spot that you were before the loss, but it's not going to pay for any upgrades that may be required based on the way the house was originally constructed. So that's why you need to look and see if you've got what's called ordinance or law coverage on the house.
The other thing, just to kind of touch base on this, we really like to have appraisals on the house, because we're not builders. We're not, you know, we don't build, you know, houses. So from an insurance perspective, if we can get an appraisal on your home, that will give you all sorts of different information. First of all, we have property cards we can pull, tax cards, we can do that. But the appraisal to me is really important, because it does have the market value. It'll have how much the house is, you know, to be rebuilt, which is what we want to know. And then also has break it down between your land. And people, when they buy an actual piece of property, well, I paid $500,000. Okay, well, they paid $500,000, but the house is there, and that's also the land, so we want to break it down between that to insure the house properly. The appraisal itself will help us with all the specifications, if the square footage, how, you know, if you have special custom this and that. You know, a lot of people, when we ask them stuff about the house that they're buying, they don't have a lot of information for us, not even what the square footage is. They just say it's 3 bedrooms, 3 baths. You know, we need to know all this information. It's very important that we insure it properly. We never want to over or under insure anyone's home. So our job, of course, is to try to get as much information to document the file, what we did and why we did it. But this is what we have. We take pictures. We have inspectors that come out from the different carriers to verify this and make sure that we have it right based off the information that we have gathered from the insured. So again, I really encourage getting an appraisal because I feel like that gives a lot of information for the customer as well as for us to be able to do what we got to do.
So the time to get that normally is around when you're selling or buying a house.
Right.
And when you look at the appraisal, as Kathy referenced before, there's going to be a market value, what mm-hmm. you can sell the house for. Sometimes they may not include what's called the cost approach in the appraisal.
Right.
That's what we care about.
Right.
So if you can ask the appraiser to take one step further and ask, we want to have the cost approach appraisal, which gives us a rebuilding value,
right,
which we need to be able to properly insure your house to make sure that it's insured to value where you would not be out money if there was a claim. After the break, we'll talk some more ways about, okay, what if we're short? How can we come up with something that would kind of give us some wiggle worm or be able to Kathy's cracking up at me. Okay. So anyway, we'll come back after the break and we'll have some fun on a boring subject, hopefully. My name is Mark Moore and you're listening to Peace of Mind.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark, and we want to let you know where we're located. We have 5 locations, 3 are in Georgia and 2 are in North Carolina. 3 of them are called More Insurance Services, Inc. Those are located in Blairsville, Hiawassee, and in Hayesville, North Carolina. So you can come by and see us in Blairsville. We're across from Home Depot next to the post office. We're right there located in the South State Bank building. We're not part of the bank, but we're in a separate wing of the bank in Blairsville. So come by and see us there in Blairsville for your insurance needs there. Our second location is called, actually located on Town Trace Building, which is the Red Brick Building next to the hospital in Hiawassee on Main Street. It's 150 South Main Street, Suite C. Come by and see us there in Hiawassee. And our last location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hayesville, North Carolina on 157 Highway 64 West. We're right next door to United Community Bank there. Come by and see us there at our main hub in Hayesville. Then we have another location called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance located in Murphy, North Carolina. We're right past Arby's and So Good Restaurant. They're on Highway 64 as well. On the left there, come by and see us there in Murphy. And then our last location is located in Blue Ridge, Georgia. It's called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's also another division of More Insurance. We're between United Community Bank and Burger King, right there on the main drag there in Blue Ridge. And of course, you can check out all of our podcasts and radio shows on our website, which is www.more-insurance.com. And of course, you can like us on Facebook as well.
Okay. So today we're talking about homeowners insurance. Mm-hmm. We're going back to basics. That's one of the probably most people's largest asset is going to be their house and needs to be protected. Mm-hmm. People look at their investments or 401k, but you may not be looking at what your home's worth. And we want to protect that home by making sure that the insurance coverage on the house is enough to rebuild the house if something were to, your house is destroyed. Most times we have what's called a total life or loss is actually going to be a fire normally. We've also had some claims that I can think of like lightning, you know, partial losses, things of that nature, that where the home is damaged to the point where it has to be torn down. So we've been there. We've seen that over the years. But, you know, fire is going to be the one that really creates the most damage, obviously, in our area. Now, if we're in Florida, you may have flood. Think about the people up in around Asheville. I mean, a lot of people had a flood. And when, you know, Helene came through, and we're getting almost to the point where the year anniversary on Hurricane Helene that was historic.
Mm-hmm.
So homeowners insurance is not simplistic. And you can look at over the years where you're looking at an ad on TV about getting auto insurance. Are you paying too much for auto insurance? Call this 800 number. I've seen insurance companies starting to try to get more into homeowners insurance directly, but the auto insurance compared to a home to me is very simplistic because you'll have about 7 coverages to go over and you can train somebody to take a phone call and get you an auto quote. But to do homeowners insurance correctly, it's a way more involved. There's all kind of endorsements. There's all kind of things to think about. There's also, you got to come up with a value for the home. And that's where it's very, I think you need to have a good agent because you need somebody to navigate you through all the different scenarios that you're looking at when it comes to a home. I mean, it's just so broad. I mean, you could have, last week we talked about farm animals. You know, you could have a cow at your house or a horse. Well, that's on your homeowner's insurance, potentially. If it gets too large, you might need a bigger policy, much more broad for a farm owner's policy. What if the home's owned by LLC? What if you're renting your home out? One of the big ticket items to me is what we call the coverage B property, which means other structures. Mm-hmm. People may have a barn dominium. You may have a nicer structure in there in the home sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes so, we have people that actually their house is insured. It's a modest house, but they'll have this big set, you know, other structure, which would be, you know, a garage with an apartment or what have you. And it's actually sometimes worth more than what the house
or
is.
Or a barn.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that gets really scary as an agent because your homeowner's policy comes with 10% of coverage for what your house is insured for. Mm-hmm. So let's take it. If you have your house insured for $500,000, you get automatically, that just comes in with a policy, 10% for what is called other structures. So,
and we can increase that.
So $500,000 times 10% is $50,000. Mm-hmm. Well, $50,000 may not even touch what you may have out there. And that does include boat docks. Or maybe your house is insured for $200,000 and you have $20,000. Mm-hmm. So that's one that really kind of concerns me. Another thing to think about is, okay, anything that's permanently installed in your house is part of the house.
The structure.
So your refrigerator that can be taken out of the house is considered contents insurance and is not part of the house.
Right.
If you had a built-in oven or some sort of appliance or apparatus, whatever, that's going to be part of the actual value of the home, not the contents that are in the house.
Right.
Also, if you have a structure or other structure that is attached to the house, that is considered part of the house and not other structure. So if you've got a breezeway going across your driveway that attaches the roof between the two house and your
garage
mm-hmm. that's part of the house.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be very careful about that.
Yeah.
There's things that are not covered in homeowners policy that people are upset about. We had a customer years ago that called up that, and I've been doing this, it's hard to believe I'll be doing this for 30 years. At the end of this year, I started the business. The guy called up, and he wanted to file a claim because we had, I believe it was Hurricane Opal, and his banks of the creek had washed out, and he wanted us to come there and have a Traco and rebuild the creek where it was at. And that is not a homeowner's claim. First of all, it would be flood, which is excluded unless you buy coverage. And second of all, we can't insure land. It's uninsurable. He was really angry about that. So people have a misconception about what homeowners is and what it does. And also, if you have somebody that has trees that fall out, you know, a tree blown in your yard, out in the field, it's not a covered loss either. So
that's not hit an insured structure.
Yeah.
Plus, the other thing I was going to talk about other structures, since we're on the subject of that, is, you know, some people have retaining walls, fencing, different things that, you know, we need to know about because, you know, those fencing is very expensive right now, especially if you get the aluminum fencing or if you get like a retaining wall that you have to have and you live on the side of a mountain or something like that. So those things are really important to make sure that we're aware of, or an outdoor shed or different things like that. People just don't think about all the stuff that they actually have, and you don't realize it till you're either moving or you've actually lost your home. That's what all you had and what you're missing. So keep that in mind.
That's a real good point, Kathy. And, you You know, I'm sure people are underinsured all the time on the other structures, which is part of the conversation we're having here about homeowners insurance,
right,
because that's where you do get your other structure. There's just so much to this. It's a broad topic, and every person has individual needs that differ from somebody else.
Right.
And you've got to know through a fact-finding, you know, like a checklist or something, to uncover different exposures or different risks that a customer may have when it comes to their homeowners insurance. Okay, so today we've been talking about homeowners insurance, and we'll probably continue this topic because it's very important. My name is Mark Moore, and with my wife, Katie Moore, and you're listening to Peace of Mind.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock.
Now you can find Mountain Insurance in Murphy, a division of More Insurance, just past the Arby's on Highway 64 West. See Velda Cook Dockery and Emily McKeon for a fast and accurate quote.